If you love the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast, if you get any joy, if we've ever done anything for you, do us a huge favor and go and give us a 5-star review on this podcast. Leave us a comment if you like, but that helps our viewership ranking. Peace. What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I'm here with another episode of The Quick Cast, powered by Black Married Debt Free. Thank you for joining us. Truly appreciate you being here. I thought it would be a good idea, you know, given the current climate, to kind of go through, you know, and if you've been watching TV, if you've been watching the news, if you're on social media, you know that we're in the midst of a recession, right? We're heading towards a recession. So on July 1st, for those of you who don't know, July 1st is the half point of the year. And to qualify for a recession, you must be in a bear market for 2 quarter lengths, half a year, 2 quarters. But the GDP won't put out the report that outlines, you know, officially that we're in a recession until around July 28th. But, you know, just in keeping track of the stock market and the housing market, we're headed for a reset, if nothing else, right? Especially in the housing market. And we get so many individuals that are interested in maybe buying their primary residence, their home, or a large number of you are interested in buying your first investment property. So I thought it would be a good idea to kind of look at some of the statistics and, you know, let you know what our mindset is in regards to the reset, because I truly believe that we're headed for a crash. Yes, we're headed for a crash. We've been kind of chronicling this, talking about this going back to, you know, 2020, you know, during the pandemic, that, hey, we're headed for something seismic here. Now, it didn't happen during that time. In fact, you know, housing market increased, but we're headed for a reset. This reset is heavily influenced by many factors, but mainly the increase of the interest rates by the Fed. So going back to the Great Recession of 2008-2009, the trajectory of the housing market has gone up, and over this past year, we know homes were being sold for $50,000 to $100,000 over asking, right? So home A on Elm Street would list for $100,000, which was already overpriced, right? And then it would sell for $150,000 because there'll be a bidding war on home A on Elm Street. Then home B would use home A as a comp to list, start the list at 150. Then he would sell his house for over asking. And so it was just, we were just in a unrealistic housing market, right? A bubble of sorts, but not a bubble created by any subprime issues like we had in, you know, 2008-2009, but a bubble nonetheless. So the Fed said we have multiple problems. We have homes are overpriced, and because people are swallowing homes, fighting over homes, getting into bidding wars over homes, we have low inventory. So because we didn't have the discipline as a nation, as a purchasing engine, to quell our spending and set the market ourselves, the Fed says, we're going to set it for you. We're going to turn the knob on the interest rate, and we're going to make interest rates, make money harder to come by, right? The amount you pay for your mortgage in interest is so much that it really will slow down the buying, and people will say, wait, okay, I'm already paying too much. I need to now pay more for the same house, right? So just, we've gone over this, but for those of you who haven't checked out that, you know, our past podcast, something as simple as 2 percentage point increase on your interest rate can drop your buying power by up to $200,000, right? So if you qualify, if your interest rate was 3.5% 0.5 and you were getting a $300,000 home, and now your interest rate for that same home now is up to 5.5, just 2 points. Well, now you're going to be paying $500,000 essentially over the life of the loan. Like, your monthly payment is going to go up significantly. So the Fed is doing that. And what that will do is it will force folks to, like I said, stop buying, which in turn rises the levels of inventory. We need inventory. People were buying homes just because a lot of it was FOMO, fear of missing out. A lot of it was, if I don't get it now, will I ever get one? But we needed this, right? So what this is doing is this is setting the stage for a crash, or at least a reset, whatever word you want to insert there. And so that will force sellers as well as builders. We're already seeing new builders like Lennar. Lennar is banging in Northern California, man. They make some really nice homes, and they were killing it during this, you know, end of last year, first part of this year. And they have started scaling back their prices on their new builds, building in incentives for new buyers. These are all trends that show that what the Fed sought out to do is actually working, right? Homes are being decreased at record numbers. So I wanted to just kind of highlight this article on Realtor.com that speaks more to this. Realtor is a site that we use for, you know, to look at listings and for just, you know, real estate news in general. It says housing markets are headed for a reset this week in real estate. So I thought it would be a good idea to just kind of track the interest rates on a either weekly, bi-weekly, some type of pattern. I'm going to, you know, come on here for some short sit downs with you all and just let you know where the rates are for today. Why am I doing that? The Fed has increased the rates somewhat. They're going to increase it more this year. They're set to increase the rates to anywhere from 8 to 10%, right? That to me will completely halt purchasing. The average American is not going to buy a home with an 8 to 10% interest rate, which will halt home purchasing. We're already seeing it come to a screeching halt, but I think it will almost stop it almost completely, thus creating the reset. It's like you're driving a big rig and you're braking and you finally slam on the brakes, right? That will then force the home prices to come down. And the Fed has said once they see inventory levels where they want them and home prices where they are realistic and manageable, they will then begin to adjust the rates back down. I think in that moment will be a great opportunity, a great sweet spot for investors, long-term buy and hold investors like Shire and myself, and also folks looking to buy their first home or buy their primary residence. That's going to be the sweet spot. Now, we know timing the stock market and timing the housing market is an inexact science. It's almost impossible. But what you can do is stay abreast to where we are in the market and keep an ear to the street, so to speak. So that's what I'm here to provide for you all. So I'm just going to let you know where we are with the interest rates today. And I'll do this from time to time just to kind of, because the interest rate hike is going to tell the story. It's going to tell the story of where we are in the reset that is inevitable. So for today, the average home is going for $400,000. Right. So if you do a 20-year loan on a $400,000 home, 20% down on a $400,000 home, 30-year loan, 30-year fixed, you would have a loan amount of $325,000 after you've put in your 20%, right? So as of today, the interest rate is at a 5.63, and that's as of 7/6, July 6th. That is down from last week's 6.0. So it's down 0.37% or 37 basis points. Okay. So that doesn't, is that not, that's not, it being down isn't an indicator that it's creeping back down. These interest rates fluctuate daily. So it's important to know that. All this says is that the Fed hasn't done an increase since their last increase of 0.75 basis points, right? So that doesn't mean it's going down yet. We want to keep an eye on this thing here. Okay. It's also important to keep an eye on the 15-year fix. So 15-year fix is going to be a little bit less. Today it's at 4.89, which is down from last week's high of 5.20. And we're not even going to get into the ARM rates, right? We ain't doing the ARM rates, and we're not doing the jumbo rates. 30-year jumbo is when you have a home that requires you to package mortgages, right? If you're in the $1 million range, sometimes in some areas it may be even less than that. But if you're in that range, sometimes you need to package multiple mortgages. We're not going to get into that. We're not going to get into the adjustable rate mortgage. We fixed over here. All right. So yeah, it's important to keep an eye on that, because those will tell the story. Those will tell a story. So what do you do? So what does this mean? Right. What should you be doing now? Well, all I could tell you is what Shire and I are going to do. We're long-term investors. Our goal is our lucky number 13. If we spoke it before, 13 rental properties purchased with the same ROI as the 5 we have currently will afford us the ability to walk away from our jobs, or we could become work optional, right? So we are waiting. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're waiting. We're stacking our money. We're keeping an eye on the market. We're waiting, preparing, getting ourselves ready, because I truly believe that when the feds get this thing where they want it, and when they start to scale back those interest rates, that's going to be an opportunity for many of us to really, really get homes at better prices and better and a solid interest rate, and really see a return, because you don't want to overpay. And I think if you rush it, now if something crosses your eyeballs, that's an excellent deal. You do it, you go for it, but you don't want to rush it. You don't want to get too anxious, because like I said before, a lot of the home purchases were simply out of fear of missing out. And so you want to exercise patience, and you want to prepare yourself. Everything's more expensive, right? Gas is more expensive, food, entertainment, everything is more, utilities. So you want to go back to your basics now. This is a good time to hunker down, go back to your financial basics, cutting back on your spending. Let me pull this up, because I did a poll or a post on Instagram saying these are the basics that you should be focusing on, right? Not trying to get the bag per se, and or find a way to get into the real estate market, but you should be focusing on going back to the basics, going back to the basics. So that's what, like I said, you want to be first focus on cutting back your spending, cut your spending back. Okay. Here's my checklist: trim spending. All right. Increase your emergency fund, pay down debt, develop a skill. See, in times like these, when you're talking recession, businesses are going to keep their expenses low too. And that may result in layoffs and different things like that. So you want to make sure you have a high income skill that can be transferred to another business if necessary, because you never know. Right. If you don't have a skill, you need to develop a skill. You need to develop another additional skill that you can go right into the marketplace in the event you're laid off or let go. right? So that's one thing. And then you want to invest for market rebound if you can. Let's say you have a surplus after you've limited your spending, you've paid down your debt, and now you have a surplus. You can A, save it, or you can invest for a rebound. There will be a market, stock market rebound as well. So you want to keep that in mind. And then you want to control what you can control. You can't force anything. You can't. So there's no need in stressing. There's no need in worrying about it. So that's kind of what I'm doing. Pick up a hobby, you know, or whatever you need to do to kind of get your mind off of it while it does what it does. But you definitely want to view, have a bird's eye view of what's going on in the housing market. Get yourself ready. Save your money, because if you do these things I just laid out, you'll be able to be better prepared, because I do believe there are going to be an awesome opportunity to get into the real estate game once this reset happens. So we want this reset to happen, man. You know, from an investor standpoint, from a standpoint of an individual who wants to purchase a home. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Hope you got a lot out of it. If you did, do me a huge favor and subscribe. First of all, here to YouTube, man, we got to get these subscriptions up. Y'all help me out. Please send this to someone who you think may get something out of it. And if you're listening to this on any type of podcast platform, please leave us a 5-star review. It really helps us out. And yeah, man, I hope you guys enjoyed it. We're going to holler at y'all on the next one. Peace.